Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. In this episode, I want to take a look at another practice that I consider bad for ROI, a practice that may commonly be considered good or common practice, but is actually causing dysfunctional and unexpected results. In this episode, I want to explore the dangers of performance management in modern software development. As those who steer the ship in the complex waters of modern business, we all understand the essence of navigation tools. In the realm of software development, these tools often manifest as performance measurements. They're our compass, our North Star, guiding us towards the optimal output for our teams. However, just as a faulty compass can lead a ship astray, the wrong approach to measurement can send a software development project spiraling into chaos. Today, we're diving deep into this very topic. The power of measuring performance is undisputed. It helps us qualify progress, motivate our teams, and keep us aligned to our goals. But as we've soon discovered, not all measurements are created equal. Some can be misleading, while others might unintentionally demotivate or misdirect our teams. So, if you've ever wondered if there's more to measurement than meets the eye, or if you've felt the sting of projects going off course despite seemingly good metrics, this episode is for you. Join us as we navigate the tricky terrains of measurement pitfalls in software development. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of modern measurement pitfalls, let's first take a step back. Picture, if you will, a timeline stretching back to the dawn of the software development industry. The sector has witnessed waves of change, innovation, and evolving practices. And with each wave, our understanding and methods of measurement have matured. In the earlier days of software development, things were simpler. Projects were smaller, and measuring performance might have been as straightforward as counting lines of code produced. But as we advanced into larger, more complex projects and paradigms like Agile and DevOps emerge, so did our understanding that not all lines of code, or all metrics for that matter, are created equal. Enter Robert Austin and his seminal work, Measuring and Managing Performance in Organizations. Austin shone a light on the inherent complexity and nuances of measuring performance. He argued that while measurement is essential for management, it is also fraught with danger if misunderstood or misapplied. His observations might have been rooted in the context of the late 20th century, but they remain startlingly relevant today. In a world where we're drowning in data and metrics, Austin's cautionary tale serves as a beacon, warning us against the pitfalls of measuring for the sake of measurement or misunderstanding what our metrics are truly telling us. But why, you might wonder, is Austin's work from decades ago still pertinent to our modern day conundrums? Well, the truth is the fundamental challenges of measurements haven't changed. We're merely adding layers of complexity. As we continue our explanation today, keep Austin's insights in the back of your mind. They serve as a touchstone, reminding us that while the tools and metrics may evolve, the core principles of effective and meaningful measurement remain constant. While we trace the evolution of measurement in software development, we must recognize that at its core, this field is a human endeavor. People with their dreams, aspirations, strengths, and imperfections are the lifeblood of any project. But what happens when we shine the spotlight too intensely on those individuals? Let's dive into three dangers of overly focused on individual performance: micromanagement and loss of trust, loss of team cohesion, and short-term focus. Let's start with micromanagement and loss of trust. Imagine for a moment being under a magnifying glass. Every move scrutinized, every line of code evaluated, every hour accounted for. This is what it feels like when management hones in on individual metrics to an excessive degree. The result? Micromanagement. And as any seasoned professional will tell you, micromanagement is the antithesis of trust. Not only does it undermine confidence, but it stifles creativity. When individuals feel that they're being constantly watched, the urge to experiment, innovate, or think outside the box diminishes, replaced by a simple desire to simply tick the boxes and avoid mistakes at all costs. Let's move on to loss of team cohesion. Teams are like a finely tuned orchestra. Each member plays a part, contributing to the symphony. But what if each musician was solely focused on outdoing the person next to them? The harmony would be lost. Similarly, in software teams, an overemphasis on individual metrics can spark internal competition. Instead of collaboration, members may start guarding knowledge or prioritizing personal accomplishments over team success. The essence of teamwork gets diluted, and the collective power of collaboration diminishes. And finally, let's look at short-term focus. In a race to shine individually, there is often a focus on the immediate, on metrics that could be quickly amplified or tasks that can be rapidly completed. This short-term mindset can be detrimental. It sidelines the bigger picture, the strategic objectives, the long-term health of a project or organization. After all, quick wins give us instant gratification, but at what cost to the overall mission? And while we're on the subject of focusing on the bigger picture, it's essential to bring in the wisdom of management luminary, W. Edwards Deming. Deming firmly believed that over 90% of problems in a business are system-produced, not individual ones. This is profound. By placing overdue pressure on individuals based on their metrics, we might just be missing the forest for the trees. Addressing system-level issues and fostering an environment of collaboration and trust might be the real key to unlocking peak performance. While having delved into the risks of over-focused on individual metrics, one might wonder if the solution lies entirely in team-based metrics. After all, isn't software development a team sport? The answer, like many things in management, isn't black and white. While emphasizing team metrics might bring some advantages, it's not without its pitfalls. Let's explore three of those challenges. Lack of team accountability, homogenization of ideas, and metrics manipulation. Let's start with lack of individual accountability. There's a well-known adage: success has many fathers, while failure is an orphan. In a scenario where only team metrics reign supreme, the line between individual contributions can blur. While fostering team unity is paramount, this unity shouldn't come at the expense of masking underperformers. It's essential to strike a balance, ensuring each team member is pulling their weight and contributing effectively. Without this balance, there's a risk of a few members carrying the bulk of the load, leading to burnout and resentment. Now, let's move on to homogenization of ideas. Innovation often stems from diversity of thought. Different backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives collide to produce the most creative solutions. However, when teams are measured solely on collective outcomes, there's a subtle pressure to conform, to align with the majority. This can lead to homogenization of ideas, where out-of-the-box thinking takes a back seat in favour of playing it safe. In such an environment, the team might miss a disruptive idea or unique solutions that could have set the project apart. And finally, let's look at metric manipulation. Where there are metrics, there can be manipulation. If a team's success hinges solely on specific numbers, there's a temptation, sometimes subtle, sometimes overt, to game the systems. Whether it's by inflating figures, cutting corners, or focusing on activities that boost metrics but not real value, the end result is the same: a skewed representation of success. Just as individuals can be tempted to play to the numbers, teams, under pressure, can fall into that same trap, especially if the metrics don't generally reflect the value being delivered. In the world of software development, the adage "what gets measured gets managed" rings true. But it's equally important to remember that how we measure, whether it is at an individual or a team level, can have profound implications. The goal should always be to ensure that our metrics align with genuine value, promoting a balanced view of individual and collective contributions, and foster an environment where innovation thrives. Let's imagine for a moment you're browsing through a magazine and you come across an advertisement showing a shiny sports car, boasting about its top speed. It's impressive, right? But for most of us, that top speed isn't practical in daily life. This scenario is a fitting metaphor for the prevailing phenomenon in software development world, the allure of vanity metrics. So, what exactly are vanity metrics? Think of them as the glossy, often impressive number that, under closer examination, don't necessarily correlate with genuine progress or valuable outcomes. They might include things like number of lines of code written, hours logged, or even the number of tasks completed in a sprint. While these numbers might look good on report and might even boost team morale in the short term, they don't always reflect the quality or the real-world effectiveness of the work being done. It's easy to understand the appeal of vanity metrics. They're straightforward, often easy to measure, and they can make teams or individuals feel accomplished. But there's an inherent danger here. Getting caught up in those metrics can divert focus from what truly matters: delivering real value to users and the business. It's like celebrating the speed of that sports car without considering its fuel efficiency, comfort, or safety. Here's the crux of the matter. In the end, metrics should serve as a bridge between software development efforts and broader business objectives. It's not about what's easy to measure, it's about what's meaningful to measure. Instead of the number of features developed, consider metrics that delve into feature usage, customer satisfaction, or the impact of a new release on business KPIs. These metrics, while perhaps more challenging to quantify, paint a much more accurate picture of the value being delivered. It's essential to remember that metrics, in themselves, are neutral. Their true value lies in how we interpret and act upon them. In the race to showcase impressive numbers, always ask the critical question: does this metric tie back to our core business goals and the values we aim to provide? If the answer is no, it might just be a vanity metric in disguise. Returning to Robert Austin, his insights into performance measurement are akin to a compass in a complex labyrinth of metrics. While many have explored the realm of measurement, Austin's observation cuts to the core, shedding light on nuances that can make or break an organization's success. Let's delve into three of his insights. Misleading precision. Not everything that counts can be counted. And risk aversion. Let's start with misleading precision. There's a captivating allure to precise numbers. They seem definitive, objective, and unambiguous. However, Austin warns us against the trap of equating precision with truth. To elucidate, let's consider two concepts: accuracy and precision. Accuracy refers to how close a measurement is to the actual value, while precision is about how detailed that measurement is. Picture a dartboard. Throwing darts that consistently cluster together demonstrates precision. But if that cluster isn't near the bullseye, then it's not accurate. Austin posits that if our quest for precision in metrics, we sometimes miss on our accuracy. We can have a very detailed, precise measurement that can be entirely off the mark, inaccurate, leading us astray. Okay, let's move on to not everything that counts can be counted. This assertion from Austin is both poetic and profound. In the intricate dance of software development, not all valuable contributions can be distilled into a number. Think of the developer who spends hours mentoring a junior colleague, or a team member who can bring a fresh perspective that pivots a project in a much more fruitful direction. These contributions might not fit easily into a spreadsheet cell, but their impact can be profound. As Austin reminds us, while metrics are vital, they aren't the sum total of value. These intangible yet invaluable contributions that lie beyond the realm of numbers. And finally, let's look at risk aversion. In an environment where metrics reign supreme, there's a lurking danger, the shadow of risk aversion. If teams or individuals feel that their worth or success hinges solely on hitting certain numbers, the innate human instinct is to play it safe. After all, why venture into the unknown, propose an innovative solution, or challenge the status quo if it might dent those metrics? Austin cautions against this mindset. Overemphasis on measurement can inadvertently stifle innovation, creativity, and the very essence of growth. It's a paradox. In aiming to quantify success, we might be limiting the very potential for that groundbreaking success to come through. Robert Austin's insight serves as a gentle reminder that while metrics are powerful tools, they are just that, tools. It's how we wield, interpret, and balance them that define their true value. As we navigate the intricate world of software development metrics, keeping Austin's wisdom in mind will ensure that we measure what truly matters. We've ventured through the pitfalls, traps, and insights surrounding measurement. It's only fitting now that we pivot towards constructive approaches. After all, measurement isn't inherently flawed. It's our approach to it that makes all the difference. Let's explore some practices that can make measurement both meaningful and motivating. Let's explore holistic metrics, feedback loops, and focusing on learning and growth. Let's start with holistic metrics. In a world that often venerates data, it's tempting to lean heavily on quantitative metrics, numbers that can be plotted on a chart or showcased in a report. But true value isn't always numeric. Incorporating qualitative metrics like team morale, user satisfaction, or feedback quality can provide a more rounded view of performance. Picture it as a balance. Quantitative metrics provide the backbone, the hard data, while qualitative insights breathe life, colour, and context into those numbers. Embracing both ensures a holistic understanding of where the team truly stands. Okay, let's move on to feedback loops. The adage, set it and forget it, might work for some kitchen appliances, but not for metrics. Establishing feedback loops, regular intervals where metrics are reviewed, discussed, and potentially adjusted, ensures they remain aligned with the organization's evolving goals. It's about adaptability. Maybe a metric that was vital 6 months ago is no longer relevant. Perhaps there's a new business objective that necessitates a fresh measurement. Regular reviews keep metrics dynamic, relevant, and in the service of the real goals, rather than becoming a stagnant benchmark. And finally, let's look at focus on learning and growth. Traditionally, metrics have been outcome focused, zooming in on results, deliverables, and end products. But there's another dimension worth measuring, the journey. By focusing on learning, growth, and process improvement, organizations can foster a culture of continual evolution. For instance, instead of merely measuring how many bugs were found and fixed, consider metrics that explore how the team improved their testing processes, or learnings derived from those bugs. This shift from outcome to process nurtures a mindset of growth and adaptability. In conclusion, the art of measurement in software development isn't about rigid benchmarks or a relentless quest for bigger numbers. It's about crafting a tapestry of insights that guide, inspire, and propel the team forward. With a balanced, dynamic, and growth-centered approach, metrics can be a powerful ally in the journey towards excellence. Within the realm of software development and delivery, there's one set of metrics that have garnered significant attention for its holistic approach, the DORA metrics. Derived from the extensive research conducted by the DevOps Research and Assessment DORA team, these metrics often paint a more comprehensive picture, ensuring teams don't overly focus on just one aspect of their process. Let's dive into what DORA metrics stand for. DORA metrics are anchored in four performance indicators. Deployment frequency, how often an organization successfully releases to production. Lead time for change. The amount of time it takes from code being committed until that code is successfully running in production. Change failure rate. The percentage of deployments causing a failure in production. Time to restore service. How long it takes an organization to recover from an incident or outage. What's remarkable about these metrics is how they capture both the velocity and quality of software delivery. They aren't just about speed or raw input. They intertwine the need for rapid delivery with the imperative of reliability. By focusing these metrics on a cohesive set, DORA counterbalances the tendency of hyper-focus on a single metric. For instance, if a team only concentrated on deployment frequency, aiming for more frequent releases, they might rush and compromise quality. However, with the change failure rate metric in the mix, there's an inherent balance. It ensures while aiming for speed, the quality doesn't take a back seat. The beauty of the DORA metrics lies in their holistic nature. They capture the end-to-end lifecycle of software delivery, from development to deployment to monitoring and recovery. By doing so, they promote a comprehensive understanding, encouraging teams to view their process as interconnected steps in a journey, rather than isolated milestones. In essence, the DORA metrics serve as a testament to the idea that measurement in software development can be nuanced, balanced, and holistic. They remind us that in the intricate dance of software development, every step matters, and every stage is interconnected. By adopting such a panoramic view, organizations can drive both efficiency and excellence in their software development endeavors. As we draw this episode to a close, let's circle back to where we began. The undeniable importance of measurement in software development. Metrics give us direction, clarity, and benchmarks. They're our compass in the vast sea of processes, helping navigate the intricate nuances of software development. But as with any tool, they're most effective when used judiciously. Blind reliance on metrics, without understanding their implications or context, is akin to using a compass without knowing your destination. It might give you a direction, but is it the right one? As leaders, stakeholders, and innovators, it's paramount to approach metrics with both enthusiasm and caution. The numbers tell a story, but they're just one chapter in a broader narrative. Remember always to zoom out. Consider your organization's overarching vision, its long-term goals, and the strategic roadmap. Metrics should be in service to these, not the other way round. Take a moment to reflect on your current measurement strategies. Are they merely numbers on a dashboard? Or are they genuine indicators that propel you closer to your software development ROI? Sometimes the simplest shifts in perspective can yield profound results. And for those interested in diving deeper into the world of performance measurement, I wholeheartedly recommend Robert Austin's book, Measuring and Managing Performance in Organizations. His insights are enlightening, offering a fresh perspective on this intricate topic. Also, the works of Deming on management are timeless treasures, enriching our understandings of the nuances and effectiveness of leadership and measurement. In the end, measurement is both art and science. Approach it with curiosity, reverence, and adaptability. And as you do, may your metrics illuminate paths to innovation, excellence, and growth. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.